Yes. Mr. Rogers, we do have one suggested amendment to drop item two under myself. I'd like to bring that back at a later date.
Well, we can do that. With that, any other deletions? Entertaining motion, gentlemen?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the agenda as amended. And that would be deleting item number two under the county administrator's report. Questions? Mr. Cole is here, but not in the room as of yet. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones will not be with us this week. He's out of town on personal business. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote be yes. Approval of the minutes from October the 10th, 2006. You have them before you in printed form. Minutes for October the 10th. Questions? Anything? Entertaining motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes for Sussex County Council, October the 10th, 2006, as in printed form. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Reading correspondence, Mr. Griffin?
I've not been given any.
Mr. Baker?
Okay. First item I have pertains to some suggested proposed state legislation for the January session. And I see Senator Bunning's here tonight. These are a couple items that we'd like to go over with you to see if you would consider supporting them. The first is regarding the location of wastewater treatment facilities by the county. And I have a handout of a memo from the engineering department. Current state law requires that new Sussex County-owned wastewater treatment facilities must be located within a county sewer district. And we have been able to work with this law. However, in reviewing the options for the western side of the county, right now the law is impractical for us. On the western side of the county, we now have one sewer district, as you're aware, in Blades. And if we consider a possible treatment facility in Bridgeville or Greenwood area, that would be outside the Blades district and just wouldn't be a feasible option. Also, we have looked at outside the town of Ellendale and outside the county sewer district in Ellendale as a possible location for a new treatment facility. So what we are requesting is your permission to work with the state legislature, state general assembly, to change that law that requires that a county owned and built treatment facility be within a county sewer district.
So basically you're asking permission to lobby next session to basically do some housekeeping things in the event of litigation later.
Yes.
Okay.
In other words, the spray irrigation field would not have to be in the sewer district where the discharge would go, but it could be piped outside the district to a farm or a location out of the district.
Out of the sewer district, yes.
Mm-hmm. They could buy property cheaper there and what have you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't think we need a motion for that if there's a consensus, correct, Mr. Griffin? No. I don't have a problem with that, Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips, anybody have a problem with that?
My understanding was that there would be a proposed draft bill put together and brought back to you at some later date.
Yeah, let's just see what it looks like then. Put something in writing.
All right.
Next.
No red flags at this point.
Yep.
Okay. The next item is regarding property tax dates. And I have a memo for your consideration on this. Currently, we charge our property taxes based on taxable assessments as of April 30 each year. And the bills are sent out in July, in late July. This proposal would change the property tax basis dates to June 30. So the bills would be based on taxable assessments as of June 30. Thus, July bills would be based on June 30 instead of April 30 owners. The April 30 language probably remains from pre-computer times when it took months to put together the tax bills and get them out on the street. Mr. Parker, I think, is here tonight, our Director of Assessments, and
You basically want to bring it to the.
He checked with Newcastle and Kent, and they are also using, well, Newcastle's using June 30, and Kent County's using May 31st.
You're just bringing in line with your budget year, basically.
It brings in line with our fiscal year, yes, that's correct. And what happens is now is, if a property transfers in May, we bill the owner as April 30, so the new owner doesn't even get the tax bill. The old owner does, and just creates a lot of confusion and problems, so.
Mr. Parker, you got any comments, or did he say it all?
As David said, the biggest problem we have is when we cut off April 30th, there are hundreds of transfers and property that take place between April 30th and when we send the tax bills out in late July. And it really is a nightmare for us to send a tax bill to someone who sold a property 2 or 3 months previous to that. And then we have to rebill, and in some cases we have to rebill on a quarterly basis, and we actually lose 25% of that revenue for that particular billing year. Data processing can very quickly now produce the bills and get them out, and there's no reason for us to wait from April 30th to July to prepare all of that. So it is really a housekeeping measure that would, in the long run, is going to save us money and the taxpayers a lot of confusion.
The school districts are on June 30 year end, and we're collecting their taxes, so it seems like it'd make that a more seamless thing.
That's correct. The same problems that exist for us are compounded even more for the school district because the revenue is much greater for them. So it's a win-win for both the county and the school districts if we can change these dates.
I'm glad to see it happen. I've had someone contact me about a week ago, and they were very upset because they don't understand their bill. They got a supplemental bill, which I explained to them why and how it happened. I'm not sure if he don't understand or if he just don't want to pay it, but if we had billed it, you know, like you said, we would have avoided this, and he'd add it all in one total bill.
Had one today. So I think I referred to
him. The same one I had.
Yeah. I've heard of you, I think. So. Okay. Well, Mr., how we achieve this with the...
Okay. Sounds good.
And then the last one pertains to filling of wires and cable that television cable companies own. And the Delaware Code specifically allows counties to bill for poles, towers, wires, and cable for distribution of electrical energy and also for distribution of telephone communication services, but they do not include a specific allowance for television cable wire. So Verizon Company has contacted Mr. Parker, and they now that Verizon is competing with cable TV companies and offering similar services, it seems like they all should be on the same playing field, and property taxes should be assessed on the television cable that's used for distribution, not in homes, but the television cable that's used for distribution, just like we tax telephone cable and wires. And that's what we are asking, is your consent to approach the General Assembly on this and also approach the Delaware Association of Counties, because this would be a statewide type initiative.
And it'd be for all companies, not just Verizon, but all of them, correct?
Yeah. Well, Verizon currently pays property tax on cables and poles, and the electric companies do also, or Delmarva Power does. But the television cable companies that are also getting into the phone business, they do not. And Verizon is now offering television cable service through their taxed cable. So they have asked that this be considered, from an equity standpoint, we felt that it would be fairer if we're going to tax the telephone company cable that is directly competing with the television cable company cable, then, you know, we felt that we should be taxing both.
Sounds like a source of revenue that counties are missing out on.
Yes, the school districts.
Is it gonna affect cable rent? Is it gonna affect consumer?
It would obviously be an expense for the television cable companies that they don't have now, but I don't, I think in the grand scheme of thing for them, it would be pretty minor. I asked, Mr. Parker looked up the amount of property tax that Verizon pays, and it's about $123,000, I think, in county property tax that they pay for poles and cable and everything that they have, that they use for distribution, everything except buildings. And that would be, you know, that I would expect that a television cable company would pay less, because I think the telephone company has more infrastructure. Now, that's county property tax. That's not school property tax.
Okay. Well, anybody got a problem with that? Concern?
I need to look at that.
I'm sure the cable TV industry would have lobbyists that would make their positions known.
Oh, yeah, they're down.
If this was going to have an impact on them.
I don't have a problem with them, but there's a lot of constituents that certainly could see an increase in their bill if it was significant. It may not be significant to affect the rate, but, you know, when it gets down to the consumer level, it concerns me.
They're going to pass it on, you know.
Right to the consumer.
Is it possible that the county could work up an impact statement that would show that if these additional lines were taxed, what the impact on Comcast would be, or on Verizon when they offer that bundled service?
We can try to be more specific. Yeah, we can try to provide more information.
Well, wait, are they asking for more, Jim? If they're not asking for more information, why are we spending?
Mr. Phillips was just saying, is it going to be enough that makes an impact on rates to the consumers?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't know.
I think when Verizon comes, and the competition will make it go down anyway. Forget mm-hmm. that. He doesn't understand that usually when they've had a monopoly, when they don't have a monopoly, it will see rates change usually right to the downside. So I think where you ought to just move on and not spend a whole lot of time trying to provide them with information they've never requested.
It's not them that's requesting it. It's me.
Well, I don't know if we need to spend any time getting that information for you when there's no concern even from the cable industry at this point. So if you know, if it's a personal inquiry, I guess, but I mean, I don't know.
Well, they were do it on telephone and electric and right. all those.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They've escaped all these years. They're yeah. way ahead.
Well, probably when this was written, nobody knew about cable television then.
We can look at it.
All right.
Okay. Any reason to waste any time?
Okay, we'll look at it.
Okay. Well, those were the three items that I had tonight. And
you got an administrator's report?
I'm not quite clear where we're going with this. Does this mean he's got permission to draft a
bill? I didn't see any consensus. Was there anything? I just Vance wanted it. Usually doesn't there need to be a consensus?
On the bills.
No, he's just going to look in. I mean, they're going to look into Dover. Cause
he was going to contact the other counties.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to contact the
Dover Association of counties with it.
Thursday. See if we can easily come up with some information that would show an impact.
Dover Lake. Dover Lake,
okay.
While we're on these types of bills, has there been any more talk about the possibility of considering the impact of new houses on the construction of schools and what role the county should play versus the state? I think Mr. Griffin had mentioned that Kent County recently had gotten some type of an authority from the General Assembly. Can I expand on that a little bit, Mr. Griffin?
Well, it's possible. I mean, if you went to the legislature and asked them to give you the permission to impose such an impact fee, then you could. We now have the permission to do that in the area of fire protection, but that legislation could be amended to include the ability to charge an impact fee on developments that some portion of which would go to help with school construction if the development was going to have an impact in terms of contributing additional students to the school district.
And is this something that Kent County has recently proceed?
The state code was amended about, I think in 2005 to allow Kent County to do that. And after state code is amended, then the county code would have to be amended to impose a fee. For instance, if it's gonna be 0.25% or whatever, the county would then have to come up with a fee structure once they're authorized to do it.
Senator Bunning is here. Is that something that has been considered for Sussex County, Senator? Are you able to speak on that?
You gotta come to the mic.
They won't put you on the spot.
I know.
Promises.
God, jeez.
Promise. You made no promises. Come on.
The Kent County delegation brought it to the General Assembly because, as you know, Kent County's been having trouble passing referendums. And I think that was basically the issue of why it got in front of us. And the day we passed it, I said, the other two counties will be coming right behind us.
So you believe there would be support at the General Assembly, at least the Sussex delegation?
I don't see any reason how they could deny it if you made that request. We try to honor the counties with home rule.
Do you think it's something that is needed?
Tarn which side of the county you're on, situations, you know, there's some areas that definitely are having trouble. And I spoke to a school board member from Del Mar, my home, a few weeks ago, and she implied that they needed some help with some issues.
Because in that district, they have difficulty passing referenda.
Well, Del Mar is the highest tax rate in the state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And imposing more taxes on the people who live in that area. But again, that's your call, not mine. I mean, if you request it, we'll certainly see that hopefully we can get passed.
Well, even if legislation like that's adopted, it doesn't alter or reduce the state's percentage contribution to school construction, but it would just provide some additional resources, I guess.
Right. It gives the county the ability to find another revenue source. In case of Kent County, they've been having a lot of trouble passing referendums up there, and they were fearful. You know, I don't know what's going to happen now that Smyrna just lost a referendum just a month or two ago, and they're in dire need to build schools.
There's a continuing concern by the folks, say, on the western side, that, for instance, Cape Henlopen School District seems to be flush, as most of or a large portion of the new homes are being constructed for retirees who aren't putting an impact on the school district. Yet over on the western side, a lot of the housing is for families. Is there any way to address that imbalance through the equalization formula?
I don't believe so. Going back 20 years ago, it's Representative Fallon and I and Senator McBride we were part of doing equalization. Del Mar is a big, extremely large, and the western side of the county is a large beneficiary of that money and equalization. Where Indian River and Cape are complaining that they've been cutting on equalization. So to answer your question, yes, the same thing that the school board member brought to me, that in Del Mar area, you're going to be getting the people who are going to be building the houses versus I've got the people who are going to be living in the houses for the, so to speak, retiring here. I don't know. You know more than I about the demographics of your area.
Maybe a starting point would be to ask Kent County government what amounts have been raised through the collection of that impact fee.
Is that something that's charged like our fire enhancement fee on the building permit, or is it charged in another fashion?
It probably would be. I'm sure that's how Kent County does it.
I think the council should look at that. It does seem to be an issue.
We just gave a county charter change for the town of Millville for the prospective growth so that they could have funds for their ambulance fire service. There was a big concern there. So they're one of the few towns that are going to have that now built in place on every house being sold as the Millville by the Sea was the rationale why they did that, because of the growth there.
That was for the fire service?
Fire service and ambulance service.
But not the schools?
Not for schools.
Why don't we advance, this would be a great topic for a workshop if we you know, so we could just concentrate and get some people that got some background and just have a workshop on it and then hash this out. So
I'm not sure that
I was casually talking about it today, and it just
it's not on the agenda, but you know,
no.
Benny brought up. I mean, this was not a part of your platform, was it, Mr. Phillips? I mean, you know, I didn't hear this before the election.
I mean, this is a pretty serious.
Yeah, I know it's very serious, but there was a lot of opposition to this too.
Maybe, and I'm usually the one leading.
Are you implying that he's sneaky, Dale Dukes?
No, I'm not.
All right, I'm just making sure.
I'm just saying. Before we get too far involved in this, we ought to, you know, I think you'll hear a lot from the public. I mean, first thing you think of when you talk adding on to somebody building a new home. Well, how about these people that live in a 55 and over community? Should they pay an impact fee to schools?
Yes.
They don't have children go there.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yes. One generation's got to pay for the next generation. That's the way Roosevelt wanted it. That's the way we got it.
Jesus Christ.
Let's move on.
I'm not going to get in the middle of this one.
Time to withdraw.
But some felt that this is a methodology of going around the referendum process.
Okay, thanks, Senator.
Again, I think it's a topic if Mr. Cole thinks a workshop is the appropriate avenue.
No, I'm just thinking today's not appropriate. Okay, I think a workshop would be the avenue to use or the vehicle to use on this topic and really get into it.
We'll talk about that later, Nate. How's that?
Schedule a workshop.
Well, not yet. We don't have.
Why are you Democrats fighting the schools? They need the money.
Don't get me started.
Boy.
All right, let's move on. Mr. Godwin, you next. Are you done, Dean?
Yes, for the schools.
Hal Godwin, administrative assistant.
I do have the administrative report, though.
Wait, hold on a minute, Hal. We're going to do administrative. Stay right up there, Thomas. It was the county report. Now it's the administrative report. We changed the name again.
I'm sitting next to a chameleon.
Chameleon.
First item.
What happened to you? God, you're just giving them lip service.
Okay, Mr. Baker, proceed.
First item is Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, which will meet on Monday, November 20th at 10 a.m. at the West Complex in Georgetown. The media, as well as general public, is welcome to attend, and included with the report is a copy of the agenda. Also, beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following project: Swan Cove Phase 3 Agreement 626 on October 27, 2006. Projects located at the intersection of Route 54 and Road 381 in the Fenwick Island Sewer District, consisting of 60 single-family lots. Also, lands of Cummings and Clark GP Agreement 610 were granted beneficial acceptance on November 6, 2006. Project is located Route 113, 500 feet south of Route 26 in the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of two commercial offices and one retail building. Also, Thanksgiving holiday. In honor of the Thanksgiving holiday, there will not be a county council meeting on November 21st. Also, county offices will be closed November 23rd and 24th. Next regularly scheduled council meeting will occur on November 28th at 10 a.m. And then the last item is the 2006 election year contest results. And the Sussex County 2006 election year contest resulted in six winners. The first place winner, Megan A. Rogers, will receive a $200 scholarship towards college. The second through sixth place winners will each receive a $100 college scholarship. We would like to thank each of the 290 students who entered this year's election contest. We hope this contest encourages Sussex County students to participate in future elections. And Mr. Sparpaglione is here tonight, and
we actually have
the office actually set this up on our website, and I think Mr. Rogers has six tributes to give out tonight to some of the six winners who are here.
Okay,
we'll get that. They're a little hot tonight. The mics just got adjusted on.
And they're sensitive, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Be playing with them.
If I turn them down, I'm not being told from the outside world that it's.
They did it at school. I'll play with it later. We actually have four of the winners here with us tonight. I believe we have Natalie Sava, Jillian Frederick, Cameron Golf, and Perry Townsend. I believe all four of them are here. If you'd like to come forward.
Are you ready to speak?
I have a camera if you want to.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll let them come say something first. Who's the first one? Do you want to come up and say your name?
The first place winner, Megan Rogers, could not be with us tonight. Her mother called us shortly before the meeting and said she wasn't able to be here. The second place winner is Natalie Sava. Natalie actually got all of the elections correct. So if anybody wants to take her to Vegas, welcome.
Okay, we got her. We'll come down in a minute after you introduce each one of them.
Okay. The third place would be Jillian Frederick. She missed one.
Was Megan, that Mr. Phillips? You missed?
Megan Phillips.
Told you should have bet on me.
She's not with us this evening. She also got one wrong. And then we also have Cameron Goff. He would be our youngest. One wrong as well. And we also have Harry Townsend. And he actually got two wrong, but due to the tiebreaker, he was the closest.
What was his count? For?
He was off by approximately 2,789 votes on the total votes cast for
U.S.
Senator Carper.
So like 170, he only missed it by a couple thousand?
Yeah, he only missed it by 2,789.
Wow.
So did he get 175 or more?
He got 170, actually. He had 173.
Who's not here? I got Rogers is not here. I know that.
Like saying that?
Does,
give me the money.
Does any of you, we want to hear you talk. Did any of you have a desire to do this because you might want to venture into public life or politics?
He'll earn more.
Anybody want to say anything?
Mike Shores. I want to know who he missed.
I can't believe we got
it. Which race did he miss?
You want to come tell him who
you
missed?
Each one of you come up
and
tell you
who
you are.
You don't have to push anything. Just talk.
I forgot how you pronounce his name.
Schwarzkopf.
What office? Schwarzkopf.
I think his name is, his last name's Grant.
Oh, you missed
that's
his
Grant.
Yeah, okay, you missed that
this
one.
That's
okay.
Grant.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, it was a close race.
That was a close race.
Okay, and next, you must come up next. I can't believe we have a Frederick that don't want to talk. Come on up here, girl. Say something. Your father would be disappointed.
What am I saying?
Do you have a desire to get into public life, or what made you want to do this?
I did it just because it sounded kind of interesting, just to be able to look at who was running and look into everyone's platforms and everything, just to see who was running for what and what their ideas were.
Do you know who you got wrong?
I don't, actually.
Actually, you got the same one wrong.
Did I?
That's funny how that works out.
Did he lose by 2%?
2%.
You have a desire to get in public life, or what made you want to do this?
Yeah, pursuing a degree in business, and I just like meeting people and stuff and dealing with socials. And I'm probably going to go to Holy Cross or Georgetown next year. But I figured I could use this money because it's.
What did he get wrong? Asian money.
Yeah.
What did he get wrong?
I got wrong Clendaniel, and since I was able to vote this year, I kind of went with the Ferris Wharton instead of Biden. So I kind of went with my own thoughts on that one, but it kind of stepped on my own foot. But.
Wow. And lady?
Here goes that appointment to Annapolis.
Say something. You want to say something?
You got to say something.
You want to get in politics?
She got them all right, didn't she?
She got them all right.
Yeah, she got them all right.
Taking
her to Vegas.
Taking her to Vegas. Let's get him our little awards here. Now you got to tell me who's here.
Gee, Perry, let the girl that size beat you.
Get on there.
That almighty.
Come on, pick up.
Take the time here. Come on, brother. Cameron? Is she here? Cameron.
Sorry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, congratulations. Don't lose your hand.
Yeah.
We'll get them all together. Let's do this like this, so you can get home. The lady in the nation can do it like that. There you go. Like that.
get them grouped up here. You turn around.
Come in here. Lays in the center here. There you go.
Big interest. Lays in the center. Yes, sir. Are you good there? And congratulations to all of you for participating. And we thank you, Craig, and Craig, too. Mr. Phillips, you called this idea a year ago.
290 people?
Yeah. On a non-presidential year, that's pretty good.
That's very good. Give a big hand.
I'll help you spend it.
Good job, Eddie. It's Park Pike Leone.
Well, thank you all, and thank the parents for bringing them out this evening and taking the time to be with us, and you may stay or you may go. So congratulations to you all once again, and election's coming up in a couple of years. Participate again. And with that, Mr. Baker. Just unplug it. Mr. Kramer, can we unplug it due to technical difficulties? Mr. Kramer said no.
Mr. Kramer said no.
Okay, we'll move on to Hal Godwin. We'll give you a shot, buddy. Assistant to the Administrator, Wastewater Agreements. Is that
Mr. President.
The seasons or three seasons?
All right. Mr. President, members of council, this evening we have two wastewater agreements for your consideration. The first being County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 561. The developer in this program is Three Seasons LLC from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The location is County Club Road, Sussex County Road Number 273, in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This development is comprised of 32 single-family condominium units, 56 multi-family duplexes, and 30 multi-family townhouse units. The system connection charges total $461,498. We have approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC. The estimated time of construction will be 175 days. Construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $115,821. And the proposed construction cost totals $772,140. Supporting motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 561, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and the Seasons for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Okay, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second, Mr. Phelps. Second, Mr. Dukes. To approve the Seasons. I got the number right here, as read by Mr. Here we go. Sussex County Project 8104, the Seasons Agreement Number 561 is read. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Gentlemen, the second agreement for your consideration this evening is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 588. The developer in this project is the Epworth United Methodist Church of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, on Route 271 Holland Glade Road, Rehoboth Beach, part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. One single connection for the church, the system connection charges are $3,911. We have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 25 days of construction with a construction inspection cost of $5,306 and the proposed construction cost totaling $35,376 with the supporting motion. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 588, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Epworth United Methodist Church for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen, motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Godwin. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, gentlemen, this evening, as part of the annual grant that you award to our local police departments. We have an application for reimbursement from the city of Milford. They have already received $9,991 of this year's grant and would like to draw the remaining dollars left in their $25,000 grant in the following fashion. The first purchase would be for the mount of an infrared camera and software totaling $2,899. The second draw would be for a computer totaling $2,615. And the third portion of their remaining balance would be for two mobile vision digital cameras totaling $9,494.78. With the award of these three requests, they will have taken all of their $25,000 grant for this year.
What fund is that? What
fund? This is for Milford.
Okay. All right.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Dukes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips to allow the City of Milford Police Department to acquire a camera, a computer, and multi-camera, whatever it was, for the total of $25,000 for their FY 07 budget request for law enforcement grant. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Mr. President, I do have a question about law enforcement grants.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know, Dave, maybe you can answer this. I don't think Hal needs to be there.
Ms. Webb.
Do all municipalities, incorporated towns, receive or are eligible for
yes.
these law local law enforcement
yes.
grants?
Yes.
Yes, all of them, right?
And last year, if you remember, just a few weeks ago, a few of them were delinquent and getting their request to
okay.
make sure they were all honored.
What has come to my attention here in the last couple of days is Henlopen Acres, which is a town, hasn't been involved in this program. Is it possible for the next budget cycle to include the town of Henlopen Acres?
Have they
yes.
got a police force?
Mm-hmm. Do they have right? They have their
they
own.
Have, yeah, they
have their own police force, or do they hire security guards?
I'm not exactly sure how they are.
I think
is that a qualification that they have to have their? I don't know.
Has to be a police force.
I mean, can't they use? I mean, this town Milford just used for other things other than troopers or stuff. Anyway, could you look into this?
Yeah, we'll take a look at that.
Because
yeah.
I think they've been left out, and somebody mentioned to me, and I said.
I think they use security.
Pardon me?
I think they have just a security guard, but I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, I don't know if that's an issue, because there could be other, there could be other needs.
Grants. It's
right.
for the local police.
Right.
Okay.
For instance, Frankfurt did not have a police force, but they used this $25,000 to start a police force.
Okay,
I would think if Henlopen Acres wants to start a police force, it would qualify. But if they want to use it for, keeping the lights on their town hall or whatever.
Okay, yeah, Bethel doesn't either. Did Bethel receive any money?
No.
That's right.
Are they anyway, could you please look in that? I just
yeah.
I didn't
sure,
know they
we'll
were left
check
out.
It out.
And I didn't know
look into that.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll move on to Mr. Rizzo. Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District Collection and Conveyance System Bid Award. Thanks, Mike.
Good evening. I have one item on my agenda this evening. It's in reference to a proposed bid award for the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, also known as Sussex County Project Number 06-02. Miller Creek is located south of Ocean View. It's basically going to serve the Plantation Park subdivision. It's the largest subdivision impacted. There's several other smaller subdivisions, Malcolm's Manor, George Moore subdivision, and Chevy Chase, which generally mobile home or manufactured homes are going to be impacted by this project. We opened up bids on October 10th. We had a good interest in bidding. We had five bidders. One thing that we looked at doing is that we had a base bid, which would be the collection and conveyance system, which would serve the entire Miller Creek Sewer District. I should mention this is Part A. We'll have a second bid opening in 10 days on November 25th, I believe. We'll open up the second portion of this bid. We had a base bid, which was solely due to serve the Miller Creek Sewer District. We also had a bid alternate, which would be involve the installation of a 24-inch sanitary sewer force main. All of this work basically would be placed in Parker House Road. Our thought process is, while we have Parker House Road opened up, we also have the opportunity to put in this large diameter force main, which would serve the future Byard sewer district and also would provide relief for our existing pump station 30, which serves all of Fenwick Island and the future West Fenwick area. And we thought for public convenience, it would be a great opportunity rather than put the Miller Creek sewer infrastructure in today and then come back and perhaps in 2 years and open up the road again and subject the public to a second round of sewer construction. It would make sense to put this 24-inch force main in at the same time. A little bit of a twist, when we looked at the base bid, Underground Utilities Corporation of New Jersey was the low bidder, but when you looked at the bid alternate, Edward McGinn Contractors of Westchester, Pennsylvania, is the low bidder when the alternate was considered. This is fairly significant to us because both bidders have indicated if they win this bid, then they will not be interested in bidding on Part B. So it's fairly important, since we're going to be opening up the second bid in a short period of time, that we make a decision on this bid opening tonight. It would be my recommendation that we award it to Edward McGinn at the bid alternate price of $3,515,000. If there are no questions, I can read my motion.
Read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Requart & Associates, LLP, and the engineering department, that Sussex County project number 06-01A, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District Collection and Conveyance, be awarded to Edward McGinn General Contracting of Westchester, PA, at the alternate bid amount of $3,515,280.72, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and the Rural Utility Service.
How many heard the motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips, to award Sussex County project number 06-02, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District Collection and Conveyance System, to Ed McGuinn Contractors, Westchester, PA, for $3,515,280.72. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Thank you. Next item will be grant requests.
Only one grant tonight for your consideration, the Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce for their Christmas parade.
Mr. Jones, $5,000. He's not here.
$5,000. Jones.
I raise that to $6,000.
That one was what Jones gave to last meeting, and Councilman Phillips, you asked me to put it back on for your consideration tonight.
For yours.
Hey, Mr. Jones gave $200 October 31st.
Oh, I'd like to give a couple also. Hundred myself.
Two.
Okay, so $200 from Mr. Phillips's Councilmatic grant funding.
I guess more of those campaign promises, Dale.
Questions? Mr. Phillips. Or Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes. Introduction of proposed ordinances.
I haven't been given any.
There are none.
Okay. Additional business brought before council. Mr. Kramer, approach the bench.